So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
In this video, we're going to talk about what to eat for breakfast. Now, one of the famous nutritionists, Idell Davis, did a study, the same study that Harvard University did, on what foods or what meal would you consume for breakfast that would give you the best weight loss, the best blood sugar function, the best energy, and it came down to protein. So a protein breakfast, hands down, is the best breakfast that you can eat. So if you go to the IHOP and you order a pancake thing with waffles and syrup and orange juice, you are setting yourself up for a serious blood sugar crash later that day. So if you're getting tired at the end of the day, or you're getting craving, or you're hungry, we know that your breakfast was not sufficient in protein. All right. Now, I'm not opposed to doing eggs, because the egg has pretty much every single vitamin and nutrient you can imagine, but it will increase the good cholesterol, not the bad cholesterol. So eggs are totally fine. I've been doing 4 eggs every single morning for the last 25 years. And I recommend maybe you do maybe 2 or 3, but it will not increase your cholesterol. So the other point I want to make about the breakfast is that if your blood sugars are a problem, if you have hypoglycemia, that means low blood sugar, where that you would skip a meal and you would feel dizzy or irritable or tired, or let's say you're a diabetic and you have high sugar, and you're on insulin or you're on different medication for that, this protein breakfast is even more important, but you're going to probably have to add a little more fat to it, because when you eat the protein, it's not as satisfying. So we want to add a little fat. The fat doesn't necessarily turn into fat. It actually will give you energy and sustainability. And I'm talking about the fat like butter. I'm talking about cheese and peanut butter and nuts, things like that. So I have no problem with that. But hands down, the protein breakfast is by far the best thing to have for breakfast out of anything.